Here in California, countless vineyards grow grapes to produce wine. The grape harvest is almost complete. The fruit of the vines will soon be processed into wine. In our scripture readings today, we hear about vineyards. In the time of Isaiah and of Jesus, vineyards were a symbol of God's creative work and care for the world. In Isaiah, the vineyard is God's people. The time is just before the Assyrian conquest of Judah. The people belong to God, who took care to nourish them. He built his vineyard with a watchtower, a winepress, and choice vines. The choice vines should have produced delicious grapes. Instead, they were wild and sour. Isaiah, speaking for God, asks, what more should he, the owner of the vineyard, have done? God decides to let his vineyard fall into ruin and be overgrown with thorns and briars. He will let them be conquered by the Assyrians. Jesus, in the gospel, uses the image of the vineyard to criticize the religious leaders. The vineyard belongs to God, the owner, but the tenants, the religious leaders, did not want to produce wine. They wanted to live on their own terms and not under the owner of the vineyard. They kill the vineyard owner's servants, the prophets, and also are willing to kill the vineyard owner's son, that is, Jesus, who represents his father. He challenges the chief priests and elders that the reign of God will be taken from them and given to a people that will produce fruit in the vineyard of God. These two scripture readings should challenge both church religious leaders and church members. Are we becoming choice grapes producing choice fruit of the vine, or are we becoming sour wild grapes? Are we refusing to work under the authority of God in his vineyard and produce good fruit? Or are we willing to disregard and even kill prophetic messengers so we can continue to live as we choose? The earth is God's vineyard, entrusted to humanity to produce good fruit. All around the world, environmental defenders of this vineyard are being killed at an alarming rate. In Colombia, just last year in 2022, 177 people were killed for defending the environment, most protecting the rainforest. Over 1,900 indigenous defenders have been killed between 2012 and 2022, according to Global Witness, an international NGO founded in 1993. Most of these murders have been in Colombia, Brazil, Mexico, Honduras, and the Philippines. This past week, on the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, Pope Francis issued a second part of his encyclical, Laudato Si, on the care of our common home. It is entitled Laudate Deum. He laments how those, even within the Catholic Church, deny human-caused environmental devastation. He is critical of the international community for its weak response to addressing this environmental crisis that especially affects the poor. The Pope's challenging exhortation on the environment should be mandatory reading for all Catholics. It can be found on the Internet. The Pope states, in conscience, and with an eye to the children who will pay for the harm done by their actions, the question of meaning inevitably arises. What is the meaning of my life? What is the meaning of my time on earth? And what is the ultimate meaning of all my work and effort? The Pope reminds us that human life is incomprehensible and unsustainable without other creatures. All of us are linked by unseen bonds and together form a kind of universal family, a sublime communion that fills us with a sacred, affectionate, and humble respect. He also reminds us that although each person can contribute in a small way to the healing of our world, the most effective solutions will not come from individual efforts alone, but above all from major political decisions on the national and international level. Pope Francis concludes his exhortation by stating, "Praise God is the title of this letter, for when human beings claim to take God's place, they become their own worst enemies." So we return to today's gospel. How do we care for the vineyard of the Lord, which is our common home? Will we become like sour grapes resulting in the destruction of the vineyard because we ignored the prophets? Will we be like the naysayers and some leaders who deny there is any problem and are willing to discredit, silence, or even kill the defenders of our natural world to preserve their way of life?